From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. and European markets fell Monday as speculation over trade wars deepened worries across the globe. Stocks in the U.S. fell more than 1%. European markets were down even more. Losses were widespread, but technology stocks suffered the most, dropping more than 2% in the sector's biggest one-day decline since April. The U.S. is scheduled to start raising tariffs on more than $30 billion in Chinese imports in 2 weeks. China has promised to retaliate immediately, putting the world's two largest economies at odds. The American motorcycle maker Harley-Davidson has announced that spiraling costs due to tariffs have led it to begin shifting production of its vehicles headed for Europe to overseas factories. The company said in a regulatory filing Monday that EU tariffs on its motorcycles exported from the United States jumped between 6% and 31%, which translates into an additional cost of about $2,200 per average motorcycle exported to the European Union. The company said increasing international production, quote, represents the only sustainable option to make its motorcycles accessible to European customers. Harley-Davidson sold about 40,000 motorcycles in Europe last year. EU tariffs on $3.4 billion worth of U.S. products are in retaliation for duties that the Trump administration is imposing on European steel and aluminum. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Iranians have joined street rallies in Tehran against the country's worsening economic conditions, creating the biggest anti-government protest in the Iranian capital in years. Monday's protest began at Tehran's Grand Bazaar, where Iranian state media and witnesses said shopkeepers shut their doors to protest the lack of business and the rial's falling value, which has dropped 50% against the dollar in the past 6 months. UN and international aid agencies are working around the clock to lessen the risks of flooding and landslides caused by monsoon rains in Rohingya refugee camps in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
International Red Cross and Red Crescent Society head of emergency operations in Cox's Bazar, Steve McAndrew, says conditions in the camps are some of the worst he has seen in 20 years with the Red Cross. He says he expects conditions to worsen as the rains continue through August.
Many of the shelters are starting to collapse. Some of the roads are impassable. The latrines are starting to fill up with floodwaters. The floodwaters are breaching through the pathways where people walk and where kids go to school every day.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Civil liberties lawyers say President Trump's actions are worsening family separations. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The president claims his executive order to stop the separation of families at the border is working well. Lee Gallant begs to differ. Gallant, deputy director of the Immigrants' Rights Project at the American Civil Liberties Union, says there's no organized effort to reunite families already separated.
It is not well coordinated. The agencies do not talk to each other about where the parents and kids are. It's complete chaos, as any expert will tell you.
The ACLU is asking that the government be ordered to reunite families, and Gallant says the president's call for less due process at the border is simply unconstitutional. Warren Levinson, New York.
Efforts to find and rescue 12 teenage soccer players and their coach from a flooded cave complex in Thailand entered their third day on Monday. The boys and their coach were reported missing late Saturday. Police found bicycles and soccer cleats left outside the entrance of the caves in a northern province. Authorities believe the team is trapped by rising waters caused by heavy rains. The cave is prone to severe flooding during Thailand's rainy season, which lasts from June to October. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.